From a demolition job in Chicago has come a cultural gold mine. 3 years ago, the chief of a wrecking crew found an old trunk in the attic of a house he was supposed to tear down. The house came down, but not before the man rescued some papers from that trunk, papers he guessed might be valuable. Well, the documents, it turns out, belonged to Richard T. Greener. He was the first African-American to graduate from Harvard and a noted intellectual, as prominent in his day as Booker T. Washington or W.E.B. Du Bois. NPR's Cheryl Corley has the story.
There's only one empty spot among a row of two-flat apartment buildings and brick bungalows on Chicago's south side. That's where Rufus McDonald found Richard T. Greener's papers.
This is the Harvard degree.
In his living room, McDonald carefully unrolled scrolls of papers, a diploma, a law license, and other documents that he found in the abandoned house.
I went up in the attic. In the attic, there was an old trunk. They was about to demolish it because they couldn't get it down the stairs.
McDonald gathered what was inside the steamer trunk, the documents and old books, and took the items to a rare book dealer in Chicago. That's when he found out more about the owner.
He said, "Do you know who this is?" I said, "No, who is it?" He said, "It's Richard Theodore Greener." I said, "Okay, who is he?"
Richard T. Greener graduated from Harvard in 1870. It was unheard of for a black instructor to teach at a southern university. But during Reconstruction, Greener earned a law degree from the University of South Carolina and then taught there. Greener also served as the dean of Howard University's law school and as a diplomat in Russia.
His entire life, he remained a sought-after commentator on race relations.
Michael Mounter, an archivist at the University of South Carolina, says Greener worked with the Republican Party to secure what was then called the Negro vote, and he gained prominence as a spokesman for blacks. He disagreed with Frederick Douglass over whether freedmen in the South should migrate west. When he retired in Chicago, he continued to tour and lecture. Mounter says although Greener was a major figure during his own time, he didn't have the lasting impact of other black leaders.
There were several times in his life where you almost get the feeling he sensed there was an opportunity to do something really important, but for whatever reason, whether it was his own flaws or failings or circumstances, that he just never quite was able to make that lasting impact on race relations.
Even so, historians say Greener was an important figure. They call McDonald's discovery exciting and wouldn't mind having the papers. Evelyn Brooks Higginbotham, the chair of Harvard University's Department of African and African American Studies, says Harvard already has photos of Greener.
I am sure Harvard would be interested in that diploma.
In Washington, Lonnie Bunch could envision the Greener documents at the Smithsonian's Museum of African American History and Culture, which is being built now and is scheduled to open in a few years. He says Greener's story
would add to our understanding of black commitment to education, the ability to sort of leverage his education as a diplomat in the 19th century.
And back in Chicago, Carol Adams, the president of the DuSable Museum of African American History, adds a bit of historical perspective.
Perhaps without a Greener, we wouldn't have a Barack Obama having graduated from Harvard Law.
Rufus McDonald says he's talked to plenty of people, archivists and other experts, about the value of what he's found. He's been disappointed so far in their offers. He says he can't afford to donate the documents, so he's looking for a buyer with deep pockets. And McDonald says from what he's learned, if Richard Greener had not ended his career in Russia,
without a doubt, he would have definitely been in the history books. These documents are going to bring his legacy back.
With a hope of moving Richard T. Greener, a 19th century black intellectual, from relative obscurity back into the limelight. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.